This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بكت عيني بكت عيني بكت عيني على ذنبي وما لاقيت من كربي فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب.
Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He is worthy of being praised. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and the consequences of our deeds. Indeed, whomever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever Allah chooses to misguide, none can guide him to the straight path. I bear witness and I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final prophet and his most perfect worshipper. As to what follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran to be conscious of him when he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Dear Muslims, in the last few weeks, we have been hearing so much about the blessings of this month of Ramadan. We have heard khutbah after lecture after sermon about making sure that this Ramadan is going to be our best Ramadan. We have reiterated those ayat and ahadith about the sacredness, the sanctity of this month. And there are so many amongst us already gearing up to make sure that inshallah ta'ala, this Ramadan is going to be their best Ramadan. They're already figuring out how many times they're going to finish the entire Quran. They're putting into their schedule how they'll increase their salah, how they're going to pray tahajjud every single night. And all of us, we are caught up in that excitement. And alhamdulillah for that. But what if some amongst us don't feel as excited as we think we should be? After all, let's be honest. There are those amongst us, perhaps some of us in this very gathering, who we see the excitement and we sense it in other people. But when we look in ourselves, we are disappointed and we find that we're not as excited as the rest of the people around us. Perhaps even we feel a sense of sadness, a sense of grief, because for some reason we think, how come I'm not as excited? How come I'm not as enthused? Is there something wrong with me? Do I have weak iman? And as the month begins, and we see people, mashallah, tabarakallah, soaring to new heights, some of us are just barely struggling to get by with the bare minimum. Some of us are struggling to come every night to pray Taraweeh. Maybe even at home it is difficult for us to pray Taraweeh. Some of us find that we're not fully giving up the sins we would thought we would give up. We're not as successful as the rest of the people. And yes, even though inshallah every Muslim raises the bar a little bit, still many of us, when we compare to those others, we think that we are nowhere near their level. We're nowhere near as much as I should be, as much as my friends, my colleagues, my masjid goers. So today's khutbah is about those of us who feel we're lagging behind. Those of us who find ourselves not as motivated as we think we should be. What do we do when we see the rest of the people racing forward? Dear brothers and sisters, it is true, and I will not mince my words, that it is not a very good sign that we're not as excited as we should be. I mean, there's no doubt that those who win the race are those who prepare for it, right? The winners of the race, the ones who come number 1, 2, and 3, they don't just happen to show up and they win. No, they train, and they train hard, and they train for months and years. I mean, it is well known. You want to get to the top and you're going to have to put in the effort for that. And that race includes the race of Ramadan. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. The winners of the race, those are the winners of the race. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. The closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's no question, and I'm not going to mince my words, that those that are preparing from now, those that are already getting themselves in the mood. They're already putting their logistical framework in mind. No doubt they are the elite, and we ask Allah to bless them. That having been said, it is very important that we point out that just because groups amongst us don't share that level of enthusiasm, we have to be careful that shaitan does not come to us and cause us to lose the race altogether. Here is where the fine line comes. Yes, indeed, it is nice to aim to be the winner. Yes, indeed, we should strive to be in the first batches that cross the finish line. That should be the golden desire. That's the ideal. But we thank Allah that our religion caters to all different types of people. We thank Allah that Allah is the Lord, not just of the muttaqeen, but also of those who are not so muttaqeen. We thank Allah that His rahmah encompasses not just the awliya, but everyone. Inna rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. We thank Allah that His rahmah encompasses the greatest sinner. Allah is not just the Lord of the righteous. Allah is the Lord of me and you as well, even if we're not amongst the righteous. Brothers and sisters, there is another goal as well. And that goal, it might not be as prize-worthy, it might not be as coveted, but it is still a blessed goal. And that goal is to simply finish the crossing line, even if you're not in the top batches, even if you're not in the 1% or the top 3. To finish the end line, to finish the race of Ramadan, in and of itself, you have won, alhamdulillah. You might not have won like the rest of the crowd, you might not be amongst the elite, but the rahmah of Allah is so vast in this month that anybody who crosses the line is a winner, and anybody who wants to can cross the line. Anybody who wants to cross the line will be able to cross it. Dear Muslims, we cannot allow shaitan to come and play mental games upon us. Even as we see some people zooming ahead, some people going so fast, shaitan might come to us and make us feel, what's the point? You're never going to get to that level. Maybe you won't, maybe. Even if you're not going to get to that level, as long as you finish the race, and as long as you do what is required, then you have won in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim, never lose hope in Allah's rahmah. We might begin the month wanting to finish one Quran, and we hear, mashallah, tabarakallah, within a week, our friends, our colleagues tell us, oh, I'm on my third Quran right now, third time. And we haven't even finished three juz, he's finished three Qurans. And we feel, subhanallah, is there any hope? Is there any competition going on here? We might start going to the masjid every single day, and then something happens, a deadline comes in our work, or we don't feel that good that day, we miss a day, that day becomes two or three, and then we're no longer coming to the masjid. And then we feel, what's the point? It's too late. Dear Muslims, we need to understand that Ramadan is meant as a boost for every single Muslim. Ramadan is meant for the entire ummah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arhamur rahimeen. Allah is al-kareem. Allah is ar-rahim. And therefore, even if we don't get to that level of the very top, it doesn't matter. Ramadan is meant to give every one of us the boost, the raise, the iman boost that every one of us requires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this beautiful month, and He blessed it with so many blessings because it is meant as an opportunity for the sinner as well as an opportunity for the righteous. And that includes every single one of us. Dear Muslims, Ramadan is a divine gift to every Muslim, every person who says the kalima. It is a gift to you. It is a treat that Allah gave to you and to no ummah before us. It is only to us that Allah gave this blessing of Ramadan to. And He gave it to every person who says the kalima. Ramadan is meant to be your pay raise, your yearly bonus. Ramadan is meant to be your increasement, regardless of your level. You're meant to rise higher and higher. So don't compare yourself to the elite if you're not amongst them. Okay, maybe you cannot get there. Compare yourself to yourself. You're only competing against your own nafs. You're not competing against the rest of mankind. You see, dear brother and sister, you see, this month of Ramadan, any effort is blessed. Any effort is blessed. Understand this point. If you simply raise the bar in this month, it might not be compared to other people. Your bar might be lower than your neighbors, your friends, your colleagues. But the fact that you have raised the bar in your own life is enough of an indication that you want to be in the race and you want to try to win the race. And as long as you maintain a higher level during this month, then inshallah you're guaranteed to finish this race. And let's be frank here, brothers and sisters. Let's be frank here. There are many amongst us who are struggling. There are many amongst us who simply understand and realize we cannot compete with the best of the best. We're very sinful. And to compare us to the elite, to compare us to the huffaz, to the awliya, it's not going to happen. Okay, very well. That's fine. Don't compare yourself to them. Because Ramadan is a miracle for me and you. It's supposed to transform us at our level. It is a miracle if you simply finish this month doing what is required for you. Dear Muslim, do not trivialize this blessed month. Do not trivialize the fast of this month. Do not trivialize the fact you've done something better. In fact, our non-Muslim colleagues and friends fully understand the miracle. Do not trivialize this very deed. The fact that you raised the bar even a little bit. Maybe some of the sins that you wanted to give up, you find yourself doing them in Ramadan. The fact that you still minimize those sins. The fact that you've cut back. You're monitoring your tongue. You're monitoring your eyes. Maybe not 100%. Maybe you don't get to that level that your friends and colleagues do. But the fact that you've improved, alhamdulillah, you are showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have something. You know what is it, that thing that you have? Allah says in the Quran, memorize this verse. Listen to this verse. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever shows respect to the signs of Allah, this is coming from the taqwa of the heart. Whoever shows respect to the signs of Allah, this means there's taqwa in the heart. This is in the Quran. Showing respect to the signs of Allah. What does this mean? It means if you're in front of the Kaaba, you're not going to steal somebody's money. Even if you steal back home, when you're in front of the Kaaba, astaghfirullah, I cannot do it here. At least it shows some taqwa. It means in Ramadan, if you would lie, cheat, steal, when it comes to Ramadan, you sense, you know what? I shouldn't do this, it's Ramadan. In Ramadan, you eat lunch and you drink your coffee and tea. You stop doing that because it's Ramadan. You are showing Allah that you have taqwa. You're showing respect to the month. Therefore, any effort in this month is blessed. Anything you do is an indication that you want to be in the race and that you want to at least win the race. You might not win the race with other people. Okay, fine. And I'll be honest here. No doubt, we would like to be amongst the first. I mean, who doesn't want to be the first who wins the race? But the point is, if you're not going to win the first, at least don't lose the race. At least don't give up. This is the mercy of Allah that the finishing line is within distance of every single Muslim. And if you cross that finish line, then you are a winner in the eyes of Allah. That is what is important. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And Ramadan is of the greatest sha'air. It is of the greatest of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever we do in this sacred month, then alhamdulillah, we are demonstrating that we have something of taqwa in our hearts. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us to be forgiven during this month. He has stacked all of the odds in our favor. This month has been facilitated not just for the awliya, not just for the huffaz, not just for the muttaqoon. No, Allah has made this month easy for the sinners like me and you. That's why everything has been stacked in our favor. Has He not locked the gates of Jahannam? Has He not flung open the gates of Jannah? Has He not chained up the shayateen? Has He not magnified every single good deed? Has He not created in the entire ummah the spirit of Ramadan? Why? Why? Why have all of these things been given? Is it because those who are already in Jannah will go higher in Jannah? No, it is because those who might not yet be in Jannah are given a chance to get to Jannah. What does the Hadith Qudsi say? What did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about this month? Every single night, Allah announces to the angels a new list of people. Every night, Allah announces a new batch. How many millions on that batch? Only Allah knows. Every night, Allah says to the angels, a long list of people. And Allah says, these are the people. What is the announcement? That now get Firdaus al-A'la? They're the top 1%. They're the awliya and muttaqoon. These are the people that have been saved from Jahannam. The Jahannam people are saved every single night. The sinners, that's the purpose of the month. The people who are not that righteous, the people who are struggling in this month, Allah wants to find a way. Allah wants to ease the opportunity for you to be forgiven. The announcement is for the sinners, those who were destined for Jahannam. But in this month, something happened. Something clicked. They raised the bar. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted whatever meager deeds that they have done and caused them to enter Jannah and be saved from Jahannam. Muslims, oh, you who sees how enthused everybody else is, but you don't feel that level of enthusiasm, know that you're not competing with those people. Know that you don't have to beat them in the race to be righteous. No, brothers and sisters, the only person you're in competition with is yourself. That's the only person you have to beat. It's your own nafs you have to overcome. It's your own lifestyle. And if tomorrow, which is the first fast of Ramadan, if tomorrow when the race begins, you find yourself maybe not jogging as fast as everybody else, but you're walking faster, you're doing more than what you did today, then alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, thank Allah, because you're showing Allah, you know it's a race. You're showing Allah, I want to do what I can. I can't jog 24 miles and win the Olympics. Maybe I know that, but I want to get there. And by Allah's grace, by Allah's mercy, by Allah's rahmah, if you just put your effort, you will eventually get to the finish line. Remember, brothers and sisters, it is not our deeds that causes us to enter Jannah. It is Allah's rahmah that causes us to enter Jannah. And Allah's rahmah is not commensurate to our deeds. It is commensurate to our niyyah. It's what we want inside of us. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. None of us shall enter Jannah because of our good deeds. It's not a transaction. Our deeds are not that powerful that we can enter Jannah. It's not our deeds that gain Allah's forgiveness. It's our mentality. It's our ruh. It's our wanting to come to Allah. It's our humility. It's our ikhlas. So to know that you're in the race and to feel a sense of overwhelming, to feel guilty you're not in the top 1%, fine. But don't let that guilt immobilize you. Don't let that guilt cause you to stop being in the race. Show Allah what you have and ask Allah to forgive what you don't have. And if you're at that level, and if your Ramadan is better than today, and if you continue to maintain that, then alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, you have done much. Know, brothers and sisters, know that this month of Ramadan, it is meant for the sinners to be cleansed of their sins. It is meant for those that are struggling to be forgiven. That's the goal of the month. So do not lose hope in Allah's mercy, and realize none lose hope in Allah's mercy except those who don't know who is Allah. Anybody who knows Allah, anybody who understands Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim, Allah is Arhamar Rahimeen, will never lose hope in Allah's Rahmah. So Ramadan is the month of Rahmah. Ramadan is the month of Maghfirah. Ramadan is the month to be saved from Jahannam. If we feel before this month that we're struggling in all of these, well then, to feel this is inshallah ta'ala a sign of iman. To feel that we're struggling, to feel that we are far, it's a sign of iman. But don't give up, because giving up is not a sign of iman. In this month, my request to all of you is to raise that bar up. My request is to be consistent in doing something that you did not do. My request is that you don't lose hope by comparing yourself with the best of the best. Rather, you compare yourself with yourself. You compare yourself today with yourself yesterday. And make sure you put in some effort and ask Allah to bless you for the rest, and realize that is how we're going to attain the mercy of this month. Through our actions, no. Through our intentions, yes. Through our niyyah, through our ikhlas, through our humility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all in this month. May Allah bless us with and through the Quran. And may He make us of those who His verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Al-Wahid, Al-Ahad, Al-Samad, Al-Ladhi Lam Yalid, Wa Lam Yulad, Wa Lam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad, Wa Ba'du. Dear Muslims, the purpose of today's khutbah is to remind us, all of us, that Ramadan is not just for the ultra-pious. Of course, it's for them as well. And of course, if you are, mashallah, of the muttaqeen, we hope Ramadan is a springboard that makes you even highest of the high. Good for you. How about the rest of us? Realize This month is for every single person who says the kalima. It's for those who are falling short for the rest of the year. It's for those who are struggling to pray 5 times a day. It's for those who are involved in major sins. It's for those who are far from Allah's rahmah and they feel themselves cut off. This is the opportunity for me and you. This is the month that Allah created for us. Therefore, brothers and sisters, because of this, Allah has made the whole month to facilitate our good deeds. He shut the doors of Jahannam. He's opened the doors of Jannah. Angels come down every single night. The community gets involved in the spirit of fasting and of doing good deeds. Every single night, people are freed from Jahannam. Why? Because Allah wants to forgive. Allah wants to bless. We just have to be there to receive and ask. And how low is the bar? How low is the bar? What did our Prophet ﷺ say? Man sama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. All you need to do, fast the month of Ramadan. Obviously, while you're praying and doing irregular good deeds, fast the month of Ramadan. Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanting the reward from Allah. Fast for this entire month, 29 or 30 days, fast the entire month. Don't give up on your fast. And make sure you're praying your 5 salawat. That's the bare minimum. If you're able to do this, you've raised the bar enough that you will pass the finish line. I agree, I'll be honest, you might not be in the top 1%, you might not be in the top 10%, but you will still pass the finish line. And what is the reward of the one who passes the finish line? All of your previous sins will be forgiven. What more do you want? What more can you ask? All you need to do is fast this month with iman and ihtisab. And of course, fasting the month means you're doing the other arkan, you're praying your prayers, and you're trying to live better than other months. If you do this, you've passed the finish line. But not just this, another opportunity. Man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban. Whoever prays the night of Ramadan, and we thank Allah, our Prophet ﷺ said qiyam, and he didn't say tahajjud. And we mentioned the difference between qiyam and tahajjud. Qiyam means to pray at any time, and tahajjud means to pray after waking up, and you pray in the middle of the night or the end of the night. So qiyam can be done after Salatul Isha. That's why we pray at Taraweeh, and it's still called qiyamul layl. If you pray before going to sleep, that's qiyam. So if you pray every single night for 30 nights, that is another means of having all your sins forgiven. And notice, he didn't say you must pray in the masjid. Yes, we like to pray in the masjid, Taraweeh, it's very good. But if you're not able to come here, you're not able to drive down and spend an hour, hour and a half over here, pray at home every single day, Qiyamul Layl. Pray whatever you can. If you're struggling to pray your fard prayers, even just pray 2 or 4 rak'at Qiyam along with your fard prayers. If you, mashallah, are praying your fard regularly, try to pray 8 rak'ahs, even if it's just 2-3 lines in every rak'ah. And you can hold the Quran, it's an afil salah. You can hold the Quran in this salah and read salah and Qiyam in this manner. Pray regularly the entire month. And that's another guarantee you will cross the finish line. And yet, a third opportunity. One night, if you pray it and you fast it properly and you do your good deeds, all of your sins will be forgiven, and that is Laylatul Qadr. 3 opportunities have been given to you to cross the finish line. 3 different races you can compete in, and each one is so reasonable. Qiyamul Layl can easily be done in 10-15 minutes. It's better than nothing. I'm not, of course, if you pray more, it's better. But 10-15 minutes of Qiyam every single night, it shows you're doing something. And as I said, in the eyes of Allah, something is infinitely better than nothing. In the eyes of Allah, put in whatever effort you can, and you're doing something for Allah's sake. If you're able to pray an hour and a half in the masjid, alhamdulillah, good for you. If you're not able to do that, pray at home, whatever you can. If you're able to wake up before Fajr, before your suhoor by 20 minutes, pray something extra in that time. Every single night, then alhamdulillah, you have accomplished this goal and you've won the race. And then when the last 10 nights come, make sure you stay awake a little bit extra. Make sure you do on those nights what you do not do for the rest of the year. Make sure the 5 odd nights in particular, you put in a little bit more effort, whatever you're able to do. And if you do so, you've shown Allah you want to be in the race. You've shown Allah, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ. You are showing respect to the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, dear brothers and sisters, some practical advice. One of the biggest issues we see is that people burn out in the first week or 10 days of Ramadan. They do more than they're able to do. And then they're not able to continue so that the last 10 they lose out. Realize there is a sprint at the end of the race. And all of us need to be sprinting at the end. Realize this. Put it in your mind that my most energetic time has to be the last 10 nights. Put it in your mind. That's when I'm going to do my best. So if you feel that you can only do so much, then calculate it out so that that much that you do will be in the last 10. Do not bite more than you can chew, as the saying goes. You don't want to go down in the last 10. You want to rise up in the last 10. So my humble advice to all of you, there are five areas we should concentrate on. Five areas. Very simple. You memorize them. Don't worry. Number one, salah. Look at your salah right now, today and yesterday. And from tomorrow, increase. Simple as that. Increase all of these five. Number one, salah. Whatever is your constant level of salah, you need to increase the bar. Even if it's just by a little, but it has to be increased. If you're already praying, mashallah, the fard and the sunnah, then pray the taraweeh and the qiyam. If you are of the people who are praying tahajjud, look at your quality as well. And it's not just about quantity, it's about quality. If you're not praying five times a day, well then wallahi, if you were to master the practice and the ritual of praying your five fard in this month of Ramadan, well, Allah, you have accomplished much more than anything else. Concentrate on this one goal of perfecting your five daily salawat in this month. So number one, salah. Number two is Quran. This is the month of the Quran. Perhaps some of us do not touch the whole Quran except during this month. So be it. Aim to try to finish one full Quran. But dear brothers and sisters, in all honesty, if you cannot finish an entire Quran, then finish whatever you can. Don't just give up. Don't compete with the Hufadh. They can do an entire juz in 15 minutes. I understand most of us cannot do that. Don't look to the Hufadh and say, I can't do that. Okay, do what you can. Even if you recite 10 minutes a day, it's better than nothing. Even if you recite 5 juz in the month, it's better than nothing. I'm just asking you to raise the bar. Whatever you did yesterday, tomorrow has to be more. That's what I'm asking you. So number two is Quran. Whatever you're doing, put it into your schedule. Every day, I'm going to read 1 page, 2 pages, 5 pages, whatever you can do so that you're raising the bar. Number three, dhikr and dua. Dhikr and dua. Increase your dhikr and dua. And that's the easiest ritual. You don't need to have wudu. You don't need to face the qibla. You can just be waiting in your car at a traffic light. You can be in between meetings. You can be in between phone calls. Just whatever dhikr you can do. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Before you break the fast, do some special dua. Realize that is the most blessed time of dua. And Allah accepts the dua of the one who is fasting when he's breaking his fast. So increase your dua and dhikr, number three. Number four, charity. Anas ibn Malik said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most generous of all people, and in the month of Ramadan, his generosity exceeded all bounds. Charity. Plan out your charity. Try to give some sadaqah, if not daily, at least weekly. And especially in the last 10 days, if you have $1,000 you want to give, spread it out over the month so that you're giving a little bit every few days. If you have $5,000, spread that out. Don't just give on any one night. No, and spread out the causes as well. Diversify the causes. Give some to your masjid. Give some to fuqara and masakeen. Give some to orphans. Give some to other causes. So during this month, do some hunting, research which charities I should give to, and give whatever little you can. So increase your charity in this month. And last point for this khutbah, of course much can be said, last point for this khutbah, look at your akhlaq, your manners, and concentrate, how can I improve my manners? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explicitly linked Ramadan with improving our manners. He said, when one of you comes, when somebody comes and gets angry at you, then respond, Allahumma inni sa'im. Control your anger. Control your akhlaq. So Ramadan, look at the weaknesses. Where am I weak in my manners? What is my weak point in terms of my temper, in terms of my tongue, in terms of other things? And try to work. You're not going to become perfect, dear brothers and sisters. Allah didn't create us to be perfect. We're not angels. The goal is not perfection, but the goal is you try. The goal is you put in the effort. And whatever effort you put in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see that effort. Once again, five areas. Number one, the salah, the most important thing. Number two, Quran. Increase it every single day, whatever it is. Number three, dua and dhikr. Number four, charity. And number five, your own personal akhlaq. See what you can do, brothers and sisters. This is the month of Ramadan. This is the month of rahmah. This is the month of maghfirah. The only person who will not be forgiven is the one who didn't want to be forgiven. And that's why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was climbing on the minbar. The day before Ramadan, he was climbing on the minbar and he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Three times he said. Then he said, do you want to know why I said Ameen? He explained, Jibreel came to me and said to me something and then said, say Ameen, Ya Rasulullah. One of the three things Jibreel said, O Muhammad, any one of your ummah who is alive when Ramadan comes and does not manage to have all of his sins be forgiven, that person, may he perish. Say Ameen. And the Prophet said, Ameen. Think about it. Why would dua be given against the one who does not be forgiven in Ramadan? Why? Because anybody who desires maghfirah shall be forgiven. Anybody who wants to be forgiven shall be forgiven. So the only one who is not going to be forgiven is the one who didn't put the slightest amount of effort, the one who did nothing in this month. And inshallah ta'ala, nobody amongst us will do nothing in this month. Dear brothers and sisters, do something, whatever it is, do whatever you can, whatever little you can do, and thank Allah that you're doing something. Ask Allah for more, try to do even more, but do not be discouraged, do not be disheartened if you cannot compete with the best of the best. In Allah's rahmah, you don't have to compete with the best of the best, you only have to compete with yourself. And if you win yourself in this race, then you will inshallah ta'ala be a winner. Allahumma inni da'in fa aminu. Allahumma la tad'a fi hadhihi yawmi dhan إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا عسيرا إلا يسرت. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما، إن الله وملائكة يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صلِّ وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروا يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الربِّ.